If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or the neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Dalton, this probably sounds real familiar to you.
It does. I just bought a house last year. And you know, you asked, why can't all this information be in one place? Well, now it is. On Homes.com, they've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history.
Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Miles east of Hollywood, the palm-lined streets of Bel Air and the beaches of Southern California lies California's newest attraction. He's gonna do it! Jeff Gordon wins the California 500!
Mega Fest.
What may be the final Super Speedway NASCAR race ever in Southern California?
RCR, baby.
Goes to Kyle Busch.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Another episode of the Dale Jr. Download. This is called After the Table. What? Is this the new name for this? After the Table?
I don't know. We're that. Still... I don't even have a sheet. I'm trying to find my show sheet. Did you just come up
you
with that?
You just came up with that. Yeah. We're still at the table, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not after the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's not the name.
That's not the name. No.
Nice try. We don't want to discourage you from continuing to try to find a name for
it's
this.
It's been on there for 3 weeks.
Show.
No one's noticed it.
It has not.
Yes, it has.
It said wrap-up show or something last week. It said wrap-up show. This Thursday, March the 2nd, 2023, here in the Bojangles studio, episode 420 of the Dale Jr. Download, and I'm with my co-host, Mike Davis. Mike, yesterday we talked to Scott Dixon. Pretty incredible to be able to sit down with him to chat about his career, and I love that conversation. It was really easy. Nice guy to talk to. We'll talk about anything, and we literally did. I didn't stay on task. I kind of just bounced around, but when you got a guy like that and you just have so much to ask him, and I'm kind of more fascinated not so much about statistics or this race or that race or this championship season or how he came back from X, Y, and Z, but it's really just about navigating life. That's fun for me, especially people that travel the world. I'm just fascinated to know, you know, how you just make such bold moves in your life. I couldn't imagine not living where I live, right, where I was born, where I'm raised. I know a lot of people, and even in the U.S., get at my wife, you know, when she left Victoria, she never went back. Mm-hmm. And so I understand that it's just interesting to me. I don't know if other people that listen to our show find it that fascinating.
Probably not. You definitely are another level. But the fact of the matter is it's consistent. You're very consistent. Yeah. Who was it we had on here? Was it Alex Pillow? Somebody went to Japan. Yeah. Was it Connor or Alex Pillow? One of them went to Japan, and we were looking at each other. I remember that. We're going, he just went and lived in Japan for 2 years, yeah. Didn't know anybody, staying with people he doesn't know, all that stuff. This is what they do to race. And this is – Scott Dixon's no different, man. Yeah. He had left Australia when he was four or five years old, but the fact of the matter is he went back living on his own when he was 15.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I know. I just can't imagine venturing far from the norm, right, or whatever it is your family's into, right?
Right.
I would have probably just followed my – family's history, whatever that would have been. Like, the Earnhardts were wagon makers about 200 or 100 years ago, 150 years ago, made wagons. And yeah, I mean, that was what I was probably, I would wake up one day and go, I'm supposed to make wagons. So here we go. I'm going to make some wagons right here in Mooresville, North Carolina. The guys and gals that are like, what I want to do is 6,000 miles away, and that's where I'm headed. It just blows my mind. I think it's fascinating.
These are what it's like for people to have aspirations and dreams. That's what it is. That's what it is. They're broaden their horizons and they see things outside of their county.
Yeah. Goodness.
Do they call it county?
County?
In other places?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Yeah, just see here.
Yeah. I love it when they come over here. They all end up in the same conclusion. Americans are spoiled.
Yeah.
And I, by the way, I agree with it. I think that they're right. I think that's a fair assumption of us Americans.
So I agree, but then again, I go, man, I went to Australia, pretty damn cool.
Oh, yeah, but you were given the red carpet treatment.
Not so much.
Oh, please.
I went all around.
But Paul Morris.
They didn't let us in the club every night. There was one time we went down to the club and they said, no, you can't get in.
But when you tell him, like, hey, I was in France, I was wondering why people don't live here or want to stay here all the time.
I went to France and saw a beautiful part of France, and I thought, why would you ever leave? Why would you leave this? This is amazing.
Because you were doing tourist stuff.
People do live where I was at. People,
I know. But yeah, I'm telling you, you didn't get the sucky part of France. You got the best part of France.
I ain't talking about the sucky part of France. I ain't talking about
it. You don't know, there's got to be a sucky part, and you just didn't know it.
I would want to leave there.
You would?
Like anybody else.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just saying.
I just want you to admit you're spoiled.
I am spoiled.
Okay.
100%.
You American. You spoiled American.
What other reactions do we have about Scott Dixon? I mean, just a super-duper guy.
Yeah.
And the more I learn about these IndyCar drivers, the more I like it, and the more I want to watch the series compete, the more I feel like, all right, I know these guys. I met this man. You know, when you actually meet one of the drivers, you feel more connected when you're watching the race, more invested in their performance, right, in their day, but in the series as a whole. So I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying my growing fandom for IndyCar racing by having those guys come to the studio here.
Same. I completely agree with that. I will say that I did not ask him the one thing I wish.
What was it?
Oh, my God. I didn't have the balls to do it.
What?
I really wanted to ask about the team dynamic with Chip Ganassi and Alex Palou, but I just didn't know how to ask that.
Oh, with the contract.
Yes.
Damn it.
I mean, he was his teammate.
We're a couple idiots.
No, I'm thinking it the whole time because we're trying to talk about Chip, and I'm like, man, how do I ask that?
You're the bigger idiot. I didn't even think about it. You thought about it and didn't ask it.
That makes me the bigger idiot.
I think so.
I'm kicking myself over that. But the fact of the matter is I would have loved to have known that, but I just didn't know. I don't even know if that's bad form or not. Who knows? We don't know what we're doing over here.
Yeah.
But the fact is that I enjoy listening to people that are great at what they do, not just good at what they do, but they're on the all-time greats. Talk about their craft, talk about things like, you know, what it's like to get in another car. I hope that on the television show of this thing and on our social videos that we can really see some of his facial reactions, because the way he looks when he's talking about these particular cars, when you're asking questions, it's really something. So I think that he seemed to enjoy his time here. So I enjoy when the greats like that, feel like that they're having a good time. I think he did.
Alex, what did you think?
I thought it was really good. I like hearing the IndyCar and like the, I guess, international guests we have on, like Will Power before. And yeah.
How about that, by the way? Yeah. Will Power. How about everybody's got a Will Power story. And the fact that Will Power and him had that rift over the joke, can you believe that?
You kind of just think like the countrymen or like, you know, Australia, New Zealand, kind of same thing. They're like all like you have a brotherhood or something like that. But for them to have like a riff was kind of interesting.
I would have thought. Yeah. I would have thought that they would have, you know, been boys, right?
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, Will – the things that we love about Will are the things that I would imagine we'd hate if we had to race against him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, he wants to fight you every second. I mean, he's a fighter.
Yeah.
He likes to fight.
Yeah.
And he scraps and he's double birding the
tower.
The tower on the track.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, if you're the tower, you don't like that. You don't like that. You don't like getting double birded. But we love it.
Yeah.
You know?
What was interesting is he mentioned that he like raced against Toto Wolff, the team principal, whatever, of Mercedes, which in F1, which I thought was really interesting. Like that's a weird connection, I think.
Yeah.
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 The Dale Jr. Download is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
You going to any concerts this summer, man?
I am. I'm seeing a concert in June. Hardy and Kit Moore.
Love Hardy.
In Charlotte. I was so stressed getting the tickets. I'm going to be front row. I'm in the pit. When these tickets go out, man, I am online as soon as tickets open. I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, you know, you got to act quick.
Yes.
And when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for a business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. Mm. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, and right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
One of the things that popped up on the old news feed here lately is NASCAR, more particularly Bristol Motor Speedway, Marcus Smith, are bringing back the live race day fan experience and the stage.
Old speed stage?
Yes.
Trackside Live.
Yes. Trackside Live is coming back. With Kenny Wallace.
Yeah, and John Roberts.
So they're going to basically have the Trackside Live stage back at the racetrack in the pre-race during the morning of the race. I wonder if it's going to be on television. I don't know. Trying to keep up with Kenny Wallace, you have to be – he's pretty busy on social media, so you have to dig down in here.
I saw it on Bristol. It's for the Bristol weekend?
Yep. Yeah. So it says NASCAR Cup Series drivers and surprise guests. I don't see any mention of a broadcast partner or anything like that. So I'm assuming that this will probably not be on television. But anyhow, it will be a great at-track fan experience that I think Kenny and everybody has reminded us was missed, right? The pre-race at, you know, live trackside stage. Where you'd have tons of fans surrounding, excited about the race coming up later that day, and you would get drivers coming in between their drivers' meetings and sponsor engagements and so forth to stop the stage for a few answers and questions and answers. You would do this. They had this thing running all weekend. It would be on Friday and Saturday and before practice, after practice, back when we had tons of content throughout the weekend, but I'm excited to see what this might develop into. I feel like our pre-race shows have been great, especially I feel like the pre-race shows that NBC's done over the last year or two with Marty Snyder, incredible. Dale Jarrett, Kyle Petty, just really, really great energy, great information, great content. But this Trackside Live, man, I'm interested to see how this is received by the fans.
I am too.
It's coming right at the perfect time, man. There's this massive – the last couple of crowds, Daytona, Fontana, have been trending in the right direction as far as fans that physically are at the track and can go and see and experience something like this. I mean, 2-3 years ago, certainly during the pandemic, we're not going to count that, but even before the pandemic, I don't know if there was enough demand for something like this at the track physically.
Hmm.
But anyways, I'm excited about that. Another thing I just wanted to mention real fast – let's step down the ladder a little bit to the grassroots. We announced on social media iRacing has a new late model coming into the service. They scanned the Junior Motorsports late model car, and it's coming into the service. And the Cars Tour and iRacing have a new partnership that I'm excited about. And
oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, we basically created a halfway bonus or award to whoever's leading the race at a specific lap. It might be at halfway, it might be at the second, you know, at stage break or whatever. It'll be determined in the race what lap that is. Whoever's leading it gets a small cash bonus.
Mm.
And iRacing is going to sponsor this brand new award. It'll be for both the pro late models and the late model stock racers. Just an extra incentive for somebody to make a little money. That's about a tire for the person that accomplishes this goal. But it'll happen. It's a long term deal. It is is going to be a part of the series for multiple years, and the Cars Tour will be integrated into iRacing's official series for the late model stock car. But I'm excited. In March, that car comes out officially on iRacing service. And so if you're an iRacer, which I'm sure some people that are listening do enjoy that, you'll be excited to know.
I got a question about late models.
Go ahead.
I couldn't help but notice on your Instagram the other day, mm-hmm. Was it cryptic? Was it almost like you were just doing a little teaser or something? I couldn't tell. I saw a green car going around the track. Yeah,
that was
them scanning.
That was the tease that the late model stock car.
Okay.
The new 2023 late model stock car is now coming to iRacing. We haven't had a late model stock update in a long time. Feels like a decade, maybe more.
All right.
To our late model stock car. So, one of the best cars on the service, and it's going to get it's a brand new car from the ground up, and I'm working on it with the team on Beta and Alpha to try to deliver a really great product. I think they have built a great car, and I'm excited for people to get their hands on it.
I have one question about that video you posted.
Yeah.
In the video, there's like these two people with their hands on the thing. Is that you and...
That's me and Steve Myers, who works at iRacing. We took that picture probably 20 years ago, and they have me and him. There's fans, generic fans at the races, right, in iRacing online. You know, they fill the grandstands with all these images of fans. And there will be, at every racetrack, one virtual iteration of me and Steve standing together somewhere. And it's kind of been this fun thing for the iRacers when a new track is developed and released to find where we are. For example, Phillip Island is a road course in Australia that the V8 Supercars run. And when that racetrack was released in iRacing, me and Steve were on a yacht out in the ocean, a boat offshore. And so they hide us in all these little, in these racetracks, and it's fun for the community to try to find out where we're at.
That actually is quite clever.
Yeah.
So I
didn't come up with that, but somebody else did.
That's funny.
But there's only one of us.
There's only one of you.
There's only one version of us at every track.
When
you're looking at the fans in the stands, you'll see multiple of the same fan, right?
I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not you. You're not like that old Nintendo game where you got just the same for every three or four chairs. Right.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Man, that kind of makes me want to go try to find. That's. Do I want to get on iRacing?
Yeah.
Maybe I do. Maybe sure this is do. The time.
Picture this. It's blazing hot outside and you need to head to work. You get into your car and turn on the AC to get the cold air pumping as soon as possible, but it doesn't work. Instead, blowing hot air out of your vents and directly into your face. No, your car doesn't hate you. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the air conditioning system, and there's an easy all-in-one solution that will restore your cold air in no time.
There's no need to go to the shop and pay lots of money when you can save time and money recharging yourself with AC Pro Recharge Kits. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience. And the AC Pro app offers clear, vehicle-specific instructions to help you get the job done in less than 10 minutes.
So pick up an AC Pro Recharge Kit at any store selling auto products and confidently restore your car's cold air yourself today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
All right, so a new segment that we introduced last week is going to be coming at you, and this is very, very fun for me. I hope you'll share this with all of the people that you know that love grassroots racing. But Hannah is hosting a new short track segment. It's basically off-season and current in-season news around all of the short track stuff happening, Cars Tour, ASA, dirt, just about anything that Hannah herself wants to cover. So she's out there actively on her social media accounts reaching out to fans and followers of hers to see what they want her to handle and cover. And it's great for us because I feel like we need a local grassroots short track component to our content. And Hannah's bringing that to us again this week. So let's see what's going on.
Well, many racetracks are still anticipating the season starting, as well as touring seasons, waiting for their kickoff race. So here on Short Track Insider, we're going to tell you what to pay attention to this upcoming weekend. And the door is open for many of the southern states because, well, it's a little bit warmer down here in the south than other places in the country. It's allowed them to host some larger invitational races. And one that I'll be keeping an eye on this weekend is the Battle of the Stars at New River All-American Speedway in Jackson, North Carolina. And if you're like me, you probably are, well, that's a new racetrack. I've never heard of that. And actually, you probably have heard it. It used to go by Coastal Plains Raceway. It was recently taken under new promotion and new management. And the Goodyear family has taken that over, renamed it as New River All-American Speedway. They've signed on with NASCAR Roots. They'll have weekly racing each and every week. So they're going to go ahead and kick their season off with a big race, the Battle of the Stars. It's a 4/10 mile tri-oval, and they're going to host late model stock drivers from all over this weekend competing for $20,000 to win. And I know a lot of the southern drivers that kind of come from the Carolina areas are looking forward to making that trip down there to have a racetrack, because one of the most famous tri-ovals here in the area was Concord Speedway, and of course, that racetrack unfortunately no longer. So the opportunity to head down and try these tri-ovals, which are not as prominent anymore in short track racing, I know a lot of drivers looking forward to making that trip down to Jacksonville, North Carolina. And this is not your usual short track showdown. There's actually going to be three stages split into 75, 75, and 50 laps. And then at the start of the race, they're going to do a coin flip, like in football, to determine if there's going to be an invert at the end of the first or the second stage. And then once that's determined, there'll be a dice roll where up to 12 cars could be inverted. So, I mean, man, how do you play that strategy out? Do you run around mid-pack and hope that that dice roll plays in your favor with only 50 laps to go? Or do you run up front and, you know, hope that that dice roll is minimal and you get to keep your front running spot? It'll definitely be interesting to play out. And it's drawn the interest of many big names in late model stock racing, including Bobby McCarty, Connor Hall, Brendan Queen, up-and-comer Connor Jones. They're all hoping to cash in a pretty big paycheck here at the beginning of the season. And we caught up with Tanya Goodman, who's one of the promoters at that racetrack, to see what she had to say about this race this weekend and this upcoming season.
In a short time, our drivers and fans know we're here and we're here to stay. This track is very competitive. Late models can race 3 and 4 wide. It's loud, it's fun, it's in your face. We had our first Battle of the Stars in November of 2021. We had 30 people register. We started 25 late models. Josh Berry won that race, and I had to send Junior a check for $10,000. So I think people are realizing we're here, we're not going anywhere, and you know, we just hope to keep having these big late model races.
If you're looking to tune in, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time is when qualifying will hit the racetrack. Driver introductions expected to take place around 6 p.m. So you can watch all of it all weekend long on Flow Racing. And of course, this racetrack now being NASCAR Roots, it'll be a great place to watch local racing when their season kicks off Saturday, April 1st with the Spring Duel again. Just down the road if you're in the Charlotte area in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And a great new racetrack to add to your bucket list. Also coming up this upcoming weekend, the 59th annual Alabama 200 at Montgomery Motor Speedway. Pro late model drivers from all over the country, they're making their way to the state of Alabama to race for the $10,000 paycheck. Again, this is a key marker event for pro late model drivers, and you can watch all of that on Racing America. Time for your dirt fix. The World of Outlaw Case Construction late models, they head their way right outside of Knoxville, Tennessee to Smoky Mountain Speedway, that racetrack recently reconfigured to a smaller configuration. They have a Friday and Saturday event feature, hopefully weather impending. But if you get the opportunity to head out there and support that racetrack, of course, that is a limited schedule this year at Smoky Mountain. And then also for some more dirt racing, the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Sprint Cars are returning to Volusia Speedway Park on Monday and Tuesday, March 5th and 6th. That's actually also during Bike Week. So what could possibly go wrong there? A bunch of motorsports, motor enthusiasts, all down in the Daytona Beach area. Both the late models and the sprint cars can be watched all weekend long on Dirt Vision. Race season is finally starting to get ramped up. We're excited to keep you guys in the short track loop each and every week here on Short Track Insider.
That's some awesome stuff from Hannah there. And stay tuned every week on Thursdays for the short track segment. Hannah will be bringing that to us periodically throughout the year. And going into this weekend, Vegas is come upon us, And I hate that I'm going to miss that one because my kids' spring break begins.
Oh.
So I'm going to spend some time with my family. I got the pool heated. We're ready. Okay. But anyways, you're going to Vegas, I think, Mike.
I'm going to Vegas.
You got some responsibilities, not just the race. You're not going there to pull for your favorite driver, Josh Berry.
And Kyle Busch.
And Kyle Busch, yeah. You've got a little work to do, so tell us about that.
If this is work, then this is the kind of work we all aspire to do.
Heavy lifting.
We've got the ultimate suite experience. We've got a bunch of people, a whole suite full of listeners of Dirty Mo Media that are coming out. We're going to have fun with them. Brett Griffin and I are going to hang out. We're probably going to do some shots. I don't know.
Brett Griffin, he's going to be there the whole time?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about all the good things about it.
Yeah, that's funny. Is he going to be in there the whole time?
You know what?
What's he doing?
He's saying he is going to be
in
there the whole time.
Is he coming in and out?
I don't think he's going to be spotting, so he's got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Is TJ and the guys going to come through?
They're going to come by. Listen, I'm going to give them a compliment, and that is before a race, when these spotters, Freddie Kraft, TJ Majors, Brett Griffin, come in, and they make themselves available for about 45 minutes, and they answer their questions. There's no better way to really kind of set the stage for what you're about to see than talking to these spotters. They really kind of lay it all out there. So they'll spend some time with our guests.
I'm going to see the superstars of Door Bumper Clear.
And for 45 minutes, you'll have access
45
to
45 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a lot, or Brett Griffin's going to stay for the whole time. So you thought that was a lot. Yeah. Wait till you get hours
of
Brett.
That's a lot of TJ, 45 minutes. You sure you want him in there that long?
Well, you've been in a car in a road trip with him on just back roads for hours and hours and hours.
I know, but I could turn up the music pretty loud. I don't know if you can do that there.
Well, maybe we'll do that. Right. Maybe when he's talking, we'll just turn up the music.
What about Marcus Smith? Will he come say hello? Because he knows about your little suite.
Man, you want to?
I just assume. As the owner and promoter that he would drop in and go, hey, appreciate you guys coming through.
You know what we ought to do?
Appreciate everybody being here.
If he does, I wanted to bring the password for his Wi-Fi. Remember, we told him, we're like, listen, the Wi-Fi at your track, still a lot to be desired, you know, but we want Marcus Smith's Wi-Fi. Remember this?
Yeah, the private.
Yeah, I want the Wi-Fi that Marcus Smith is on. So,
and it's not named anything about, you know, that you would assume.
According to him.
You would think that he's like, hey, man, this is the public Wi-Fi. I forget what the name of it was. But he's like, there is public Wi-Fi at the racetrack. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, it's called Shoehorn. I don't know what for a black. I'm like, why would you name it something that I absolutely would not try to connect to? Like, name it racing free Wi-Fi.
Here's another idea. Make it work.
Yeah. Don't name it like door handle or some that I'm not going to want to, you know, I'm going to think, oh, it's shady. I'm not doing that. That's probably somebody with a laptop down in the bathroom trying to steal my identity.
Shoehorn.
Right. Yeah, it was named something completely like unrelated to racing altogether. And I'm like, why did you name it that? Why wouldn't you name it free Wi-Fi, free racetrack Wi-Fi?
Right. Right.
Marcus Smith's personal Wi-Fi. I don't know, something.
That's the one I want. I don't want the Shoehorn Wi-Fi. I want Marcus Smith's Wi-Fi, and I want it to work because that's the problem. I know he says he's got a partnership with all these, you know, I got it.
But he's got public Wi-Fi. You just got to.
They don't work. That's the problem.
You're not connecting to the Shoehorn.
No, I need his. So, yeah, let's get Marcus Smith to come by and bring the password to his Wi-Fi.
He doesn't have a password.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Of course he does.
It's free.
Marcus Smith,
connect right to
please.
Him.
They all like to claim like they live with.
Where
this,
are you
with
staying?
Normal people.
What hotel are you staying?
Cosmo.
Oh man, that's a good one.
It is good.
Yeah,
one. Yeah.
Is there a shout
out to our friend KJ Hare.
KJ, thank you, KJ. She is amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean she is. She is a friend to everyone in the industry.
Absolutely.
I don't know how she does it.
She loves racing.
She does. And if you want a great experience, the Cosmo is a place to have.
Go to Cosmo.
Yeah. Yep. If I'm going to Vegas and gonna stay anywhere on a race weekend, the Cosmo's in. I know where everything's at.
Yeah.
I've been to that hotel enough where I know exactly where everything's at.
Do you remember when you and I did a live show there?
No.
Yeah. Me and you've done a live show at the Cosmo.
Mm.
It was your
retirement thing.
Deal.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was there.
Yep.
I think that place is closed down, like the venue that
I don't think I'd ever been in there before or after.
I hadn't either. Yeah. Well, I've been in there after, but I had not been in there before. That was fun. But yeah, I'm going to be at the Cosmo. We got some friends coming in, and we're going to show them around. And Yeah, NASCAR race Sunday. It's all weekend. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So you're going to – oh, what, you got a question?
Is there a restaurant in Vegas, like your I got to eat there kind of restaurant when you come into town?
For me personally, I don't have one. I know that they spent a lot of time on Door Bumper Clear this week talking about that. Brett was talking about a steakhouse that that they go to, and what did he call it? It was no, but I don't personally. Do you?
I think Nobu. Is that? I think that's a.
That's hold up. Don't. That's in the Wynn, isn't it?
Maybe Caesars. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It says Nobu Tower. They have its own tower.
I'll be damn. Yeah. Well, you know their food's good then.
I think it's Me and Amy went there one time and ordered, we sat down and we're like, man, I love sushi. We're going to have some great food. And we're looking at the menu and we're like, okay, yeah, we want this order. And so we're sitting there by ourselves and the food's coming. And they would bring, it was like appetizer size food. And so we'd eat it, and then they'd 2 minutes later, they'd come get that plate and come bring you something else. And this is going on and on and on, like 6-7 plates, 8 plates. And I'm like, I'm looking at Amy, I'm like, I'm really full. When's like, is there a main course coming? Like, is there full, there's going to, I'm assuming that there's going to be this finale big plate of whatever it is we've ordered. And she's like, yeah, I'm busting at the seams. I can't eat anymore, and we haven't even got the main course. What we had ordered was this sort of endless, endless delivery of whatever the chef wanted to give us.
Mm.
So you basically just go, just tell the chef, cook whatever he wants, and just keep bringing it. But it comes in this sort of, very small appetizer size, and they would eat it. They would cook it, bring it, set it down. We'd eat it. They'd take it away, bring the next thing.
Dang.
And that was going to keep happening.
Until when? You waved the white flag?
Until we stopped the waiter and we went, hey, we're full. we really can't eat anymore. We're like delirious. And we're like, whatever's coming after this. And they're like, well, that's it. You just have to tell us when you're done. And we're like, oh, my God. We were done two plates ago. We laugh about that.
I wonder what that bill looked like.
Oh, it was fine.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right. So Nobu, I was just Googling it. Yeah, Nobu Hotel Caesars Las Vegas.
Hey, I was right.
You were right.
A lot of fun.
So
I like that one.
Maybe we check that out. But Tim Duggar's playing a show Friday night.
Where at?
I don't know. He told me he was playing. I'm not quite sure where it is, but
there you go.
That might be something. There's Celine Y'all Dion good. And Tim Duggar. They're on the same level.
For you Tim Duggar fans, there's a wild goose chase for you.
But anyways, well, have fun on your spring break, rest and relaxation. You're not traveling. You're just going to hang out?
Just going to hang out, watch a race, and watch all the racing.
Okay. We'll have fun.
Hopefully we have a good hopefully Junior Motorsports has a great day and excited about the cup race. Anyways, everybody, thanks for tuning in. This has been your week of content from the Dale Junior Download. This show with no name. Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. Episode 420 is in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget, Scott Dixon was our interview yesterday. Go listen to that. Actions Detrimental from Denny Hamlin was out Monday. So it's a good listen. Door Bumper Clear, guys. And Speed Street. And Dirty Mo Doe from Steve LaTarte. All of that stuff you need to be consuming. Follow us and support everything we do here at Dirty Mo Media. And we won't let you down. We'll see you next week. Check out Dirty Mo Media. Check out Dirty Mo Media. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.